This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing and keeping America rolling along, a big thank you out there to all of you. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's website there, his social website. We're over there, too. In every case, you can find us as at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we have the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there, and if you want to get the podcast, it's over there. If you want to listen to the stream live while the show's on the air, it's over there. So just about anything you can find is over there, too, as well as our core sponsors. You can go over there, take a look, and see what they're all about. Now, joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who also happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as he's the host of a show called Military Matters, which I get a chance to be on once in a while. And here's the Colonel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Hey, it's June 21st, that time when the Earth's axis is tilted in such a way that it goes to the least, the sun goes to the least amount of atmosphere to hit us, i.e. it's the first day of summer.
Uh-huh. Yep, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready. Of course, we're in Florida, so it's hard to distinguish that, and it's been summer for a while, hasn't it?
Oh, about a month and a half.
For sure.
All right. Well, you know, it is what it is. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
All right, I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one man,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and
justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm going to bring this up first. I got a couple of military items here. First of all, last night we had a little incident. Well, actually, it was a day or so ago. We just found out about it yesterday. Three Iranian gunboats came at one of our warships. Apparently, there was a submarine in the mix somewhere. One of the gunboats broke away from the pack and came right straight full speed ahead at our vessel. Didn't get close enough to do anything. And all of a sudden, when just about the time we locked onto him, he warded off.
Yeah, well, for a number of reasons, one because of Ukraine and the continuing engagement in Syria and Iraq, we've got a little bit stronger presence there than we've had in the past, but we shouldn't be surprised. We can anticipate more of this because while we're distracted by so many things, Iran will take the opportunity to do these kinds of things, to kind of tease and play us, much like the Chinese, much like many of our global competitors and enemies do. That'll happen. So don't be surprised. More to follow, no doubt.
Now, we have an interesting story coming out of the South Pacific. The U.S. military is expanding a facility in the Pacific Island territory of the Northern Mariana Islands, preparing it as an alternative location for military aircraft to land if the U.S. territory of Guam is targeted in a future conflict with China, proceeding to expand the Tinian Airport. Now, the open source intelligence group called OSINT TV has tweeted back some stuff, and they've shown some pictures. They say the U.S. has begun expansion work at the Tinian International Airport, Mariana Islands. It shows activity to clear the airfield, which will house the new aircraft parking apron, taxiways, and it should be done in October of 2025. It's only going to cost a mere $161.8 million.
Yeah, that's expensive, but I'm hopeful that you and I are hopeful that somebody is minding the story, even though it gets absolutely no attention. Our greatest international security threat remains China, and it always has been. It's not Russia. It's not just Ukraine. It's not even Iran. Yeah, those are things to be concerned about for sure, but it's China. And we've been kind of waylaid for a lot of reasons. Some of it's economic, political reasons, and some of the things, the dilly-dalliances between Biden, his son Hunter, and his encouragements of increasing our corporate interest in China, which are coming to bite us back in the behind, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so China's going to take advantage of that. And I know you talked about it earlier about, you know, the relating this to the increasing concerns in Taiwan and all that. So, yeah, China remains and always has been for a long time now the number one threat. Russia and Vladimir, hey, that's interesting. It bears attention, but it's a sideshow compared to the real threat to our national security, which is in China, because it's not just military, it's economic, and it's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here on our shores. Now, the infiltration by Chinese, by various alternative means, which has happened for a long time, and it appears that we went to sleep at the wheel over much of that, and hopefully we can get out ahead of that. So I don't know if the business on Guam says that somebody's paying attention. I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more.
And that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is what I'm about to do, and that is this portion of the program. My conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Wright is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Nissan has a bunch of dealership locations, and they're adding another one to the mix. Now, it all starts at Moss with Moss Care, where they give you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either, where they've got hundreds of brand-new vehicles and pre-owned vehicles, too. By the way, the pre-owned vehicles are now commanding a great resale price, so you would be surprised what it is that you have that you can check on and see what it's worth for as a trade. Now, Moss Nissan's exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Moss locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Also, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan coming in early July up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. Make sure you check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
We've got Bag Ev and Bob on the phone. I'm going to pick him up and see what he needs to have here. Okay, sir, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as China goes, I think we need to totally disengage from them as much as possible. I know we need some stuff from them, but we need to start getting our own rare earth minerals, our pharmaceuticals, computer chips, and
should have already done that.
Whatever it is, and we need to keep them out of our universities. We don't need to be training them to outproduce us and stuff. And we don't need to have them over here in our businesses and stuff either. So I just think everything they do is for their benefit. It's like every interaction is only going to help them. We don't gain anything out of it.
You're right.
As much as little as possible. And we just need to disengage from them as much as possible.
You're right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, Colonel, I don't disagree with anything you just said.
Well, it's hard to. You know, Backgammon's right, but it's easy to say what he said, but it's hard to do, especially when you've spent decades building up those connections. But one thing you talked about the university, it's not just a matter of educating Chinese here. It's the fact that Chinese have been so clever of infiltrating either folks that act as spies or provide information through our universities. You know, it's scary. Increasingly, our universities seem to be the outlet one for internally waging an insurrection against the America that the founders established, but also by permitting this sort of thing, the Chinese and other foreign influences to do that, and we've been tolerant of it, and we've looked the other way. So, yeah, he's got a great point, but at Backgammon, it's easy to say that, hard to do, but you're right, and we need to pay attention to that, and we're not paying enough, that's for sure.
Okay, are you ready to listen to a Marine?
Let's do.
All right, here we go. Eric in East Tennessee, Semper Fi.
Hey, Semper Fi, sir. Semper Fi, Colonel. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, regarding you guys were talking about, I just heard the story regarding the OSINT TV tweeting about
right.
the diversion.
That's right.
The diversion tarmac or facility being built off of our Ontinian. That goes to sourcing, right? Everybody's concerned about sourcing and stuff like that. And this is my opinion. I think that there are, how should I say, entities that are using cutouts to get some of this information publicized. And here's why. Because you're not hearing it. It's not being publicized. How should I say, the white hats, so to speak, are not being allowed or getting this information out. Say, hey, look, we're in the fight here. We're doing this because cursory quick search on that story, I never heard of it. It's like did a quick cursory review. That's been ongoing since 2016.
Correct.
And the Air Force decided, hey, we need a diversion airfield in case the hits the proverbial fan.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to say, I want to say that there's almost a controlled, it goes without saying, but a controlled, purposeful leaking of information purposefully to let others know that, hey, we're still in the fight here. We got still people, quote-unquote patriots, if you will, the stereotypical patriots, that are still in the fight here that are worried about this Chinese threat throughout the entire Indian Ocean, the Indo-Pacific region going on here. There's some serious stuff going on, and if they were predicting, I don't want to say predicting, pre-planning, prior proper planning prevents performance.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they're forecasting something to go down range.
Okay.
Now, real quick, people think OSINT is all, it's either good or bad or somewhere in the middle. Jane's Defense Weekly was an open source information thing back in the day during the Cold War, which set the precedence for all the stuff we were finding out and leaked information out of the Soviet Union. Anyway, I just wanted to thanks for taking my calls. That's my 2 cents. Simplified.
Okay. Now, Colonel, this project at one time was stopped.
Yeah, he's got a point, and I'm not sure if it's concentrated suppression or somebody having to leak anything, although it certainly appears that way. But one thing is for certain. At the higher level ranking orders in the Department of Defense, in all the services, it's become increasingly politicized, like so many other things. And the administration has been a force. They've appointed people, and they've gotten appointments and approval of senior officers for that express purpose. So what it is that like we talked about earlier, we got to believe that there are some folks in that bureaucracy of the Department of Defense where there's some folks that have still got their eye on some things that may not appear from what we hear publicly because of priorities and the politicalization at the higher levels do that. And it doesn't necessarily need to be suppression. Everything competes to get attention. It really does. And the more you politicize at the higher ranks, the less likely it is that some things that ought to get more priority, and that may be it. And he's right. I can remember following James Defense Weekly quite often when I was, serving in Europe during the Cold War. I don't know. We'll see that. But it just kind of confirms what we were talking about hey, we do need to pay attention to these things regardless of how little attention it may get.
Well, you know, Russia, not to be left out of the conversation, the Russian military is ready for a potentially massive conflict with NATO, according to a Russian general and member of the country's legislature. During a panel discussion on the state-run Russia One channel, evening with Vladimir Solovyev, he said that Russia's ongoing invasion of the Ukraine had elicited so much support for the Ukrainian government from the countries in the Western NATO alliance that it was possible that a big, colossal war with NATO could happen.
It could happen, but just like Joe Biden said about recession, it's not inevitable. It is not inevitable. That may be true, but I've gotten used to Vladimir and his state functions bloating a lot of things about floating the nuclear option over us and hinting at it every time we do things like when we're considering Sweden and Finland entrance into NATO, Ukraine's entry into the European Union, et cetera, et cetera. Every time that happens, Russian state media comes on and floats that kind of thing. I'm like the UN Secretary General who yesterday or on Sunday came out and said, hey, this war in Ukraine, this protracted war in Ukraine could go on for years. And he's right. It very well likely would. And we need to start defining what it is, our role, because we can't continue to spend $1 billion here, $1 billion there. We got to figure out what it is and what victory looks like and how you define it and who's going to secure it. It doesn't have to be us, but we got to take a look at it because we're not being strategic. We're being tactical, and we got some folks that are paid to be strategic thinkers at the higher levels, and I'm not seeing it.
Okay, we've got about 25, 30 seconds left. What's your next project? What are you up to next?
Oh, well, goodness, this week, it's kind of a mix of politics and veterans things, but we're driving on. We're in the middle on the political ends of things. It's us and our coalition partners with the Republican Liberty Caucus. We're announcing many of our endorsements, and it's looking good. We've got a good vibe. I don't know if you talked about it earlier about the Juneteenth and the hubbub about that and all that, but the good news story is here in the state of Florida, we got a lot of solid conservatives who happen to be black that are doing fantastic and likely to fill the seats of Congress and the state legislature.
Very good. I will talk to you on Thursday, my friend. You take care and have a great day.
All right. You have a great day, Captain.
Thank you. All right. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll catch him. Don't forget Military Matters. And the Republican Liberty Caucus. Check those both out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is the first day of summer, and as Americans hit the road, the shock of how much gas prices will hurt is front and center. President Biden said Monday he hopes to make a decision about a federal gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday called out President Biden for allowing this man-made economic disaster to take over America.
All of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
After the sudden death of comedian Bob Saget, two Orange County, Florida sheriff's deputies were disseminating information about Saget's death to their friends and social media before Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, got the information. The officers have been suspended for 81 hours for their roles in the case after being found guilty. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks very much, folks. And before I get to my next guest on the radio, I want to remind you that this segment is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, has a website where you can go and check them out. It's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can get started with a three-week quick start, which is how everybody starts. Now, I take this product. I've been taking it for over 8 years, and I take it because it works. Now, the active drug-free ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, actually help your body's natural response to inflammation, lowers or eliminates the pain you've got, and even goes right straight to the source, so you'll be out of pain faster than you know it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, as I said, 100% botanical, and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Again, $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, folks. Well, I have got on the telephone line a candidate for Congress, Florida's 15th District. A lot of you know her because of what she's done in the past. Her name is Jackie Toledo. And Jackie Toledo, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, it's a privilege because I've kind of followed you on and off over the past several years, and I always thought that you were a go-getter, that somebody would give you something or you say we're going to do something, and by God, you went and did it.
That's what moms do, where I'm a mom on a mission. That's right.
Yeah, now tell us about your – now, you are a mom, and you've got at least one boy that I know of that's in the military. So tell us about your family.
So I have 5 children. My oldest that you mentioned, Sam, he is in the Army, and he just got back from his first deployment. I'm so proud of him for his service. So he just got back a couple weeks ago, and actually he's coming home today to Tampa. He got back from being deployed in Kuwait, and we're excited to see him. But he's 22 years old. He's in the Army, and he's in stationed at a Fort Polk.
Yep.
So, and I have a 17-year-old daughter, Julia, a 15-year-old son, Anthony, and Alec, he's 13, and Jocelyn, she is 11 years old. So I've got a team of people, my Army, my reason to do this. I mean, it's our future, so they're amazing kids.
Well, let me ask you, let's get into a little political conversation here now, because we are living in troubled times, and we really have got to get it right this time around, or we might not be talking about America 4 years from now. We're that close to being pushed off over the edge. I'm talking about Americans, flag-waving, patriotic Americans, because this other irk that's out there doesn't want to have anything to do with us, and I don't want to have anything to do with them. I just want to see them go away. The best way to do that is destroy them by beating them at the polls.
Sadly, you're right. I mean, we are on the verge of losing our country, and that is the reason why I'm running. That's the reason why I'm switching from being in the Florida House, where I feel like I've left it in great hands, to helping flip the House in the United States Congress. So, because anything can happen in such a short time. You've seen it happen in Venezuela, in Cuba, and other countries. We can switch to socialists and lose everything that we've ever fought for. So I'm concerned about our future. I'm concerned about America. And I owe so much to America because of what I've been able to accomplish here and the opportunities I've been given through hard work. And that is on the verge of being lost.
Now, let me ask you a question. Inflation is a huge problem, correct?
Absolutely. It's the number one issue that's affecting Americans.
What do we need to do to lick that problem?
So first and foremost, I mean, it's stopping the spending spree. We cannot just continue to print money and think that our dollar is going to hold up. I mean, we're devaluing the dollar when we do that. So we have to stop this spending spree in Washington, and we can do that. We can balance our budgets, and we have to do that. We have to look at every way to cut spending, to look at technology as a way to eliminate some of the spending that we have, and becoming energy independent. I think we were there, and we can be there again. So I that's one of the things I want to focus on, is becoming energy independent.
Well, a congressman in Oklahoma yesterday came out and said something, a blanket statement. He says if the government would just get the hell out of our way, we in Oklahoma and we in Texas can help get us unraveled and get us energy self-sufficient again quicker than any other way that they can come up with. And this was a congressman in Oklahoma who was in the oil business said that.
I 100% agree with him. I mean, government is not there to solve problems. You know, it's just like sometimes they're there to create problems and create barriers. The private sector is there to solve problems, because I think a lot of times we're going to use our innovation, we're going to use, again, technology to be the most efficient. And a lot of times the regulations are really what causes businesses to fail. And it's getting in the way of all that. So I think let the free market do its duty, and we'll become powerful again.
Now, you're also a small business person. Is that correct?
Yes, I own an engineering firm. I'm an engineer, so I have a very small firm that solves problems.
So there you go. See, we need someone. We always need someone with a business background, because a lot of times you put somebody in office and they can't come up with 1 and 1 equals 2.
That's right. Sadly, you know, they think they're going to rely on government to solve every issue, and they end up causing more problems than what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have our fantastic group here, MacDill Air Force Base, CENTCOM, SOCOM, are all here. And we're honored to be close to them. Never mind them being here. We're honored to be able to be close to them.
Absolutely. I feel much safer. I love having them in our backyard. We definitely owe them gratitude for everything that they've done for our community and, you know, to do anything for our veterans because they've served mm-hmm. us, the state.
Now, let me ask you a question. As a retired first responder, our first responders, our police and our fire and our EMS, have a lot of problems of their own that some people don't address, and some of it happens to be stress-related. Some of it happens to be where you, you know, wind up with heart and lung diseases, especially in the fire service. They call this leather lungs for a reason. But a lot of times we have to rely on the help of our congressional and our state representatives to try to even get a claim.
Sadly, that's true. But, I mean, through the years, throughout the last few years, especially at the Florida House, we've done everything to assist them and to give them the resources that they need. And we will continue to do that. We have to stand by our first responders. And I will be one of those people that appreciate and there for our first responders because they are there for us. They're the first ones that arrive. They don't ask questions. And I am absolutely grateful for our first responders.
Now, I got about a minute left here in our time slot. And I want to ask you very quickly, I want you to give out your website, how to get a hold of you. And once again, tell us just a little bit about yourself. You got 60 seconds.
Okay, well, my website is JackieToledo.com, and at JackieToledo4Congress is my hashtag for my social media, and you can find me on Facebook, on Twitter. Again, I'm an engineer. I'm a mom on a mission, and I'm going to be there for you, whether you need to call me on my cell phone. I always say I'm available on my cell, and my office is always going to be visible so that I can be there for you. But I think that's important, is to have someone that's going to listen to every issue that you have and solve the issues at hand, not just create new answers. It's solving the problem. So it's at JackieToledo.com, and I would be honored to serve you in Congress. I'm happy to be there for you.
Okay, and you're invited anytime you want to come to my luncheons. Have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue on West Waters every Tuesday, 11:30 to 1:30.
Looking forward to it.
All right, you have yourself a great day, Jackie Toledo. Thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you again real soon. All right, Jackie Toledo, running for Congress, 4 to 15. Check her out, JackieToledo.com. By the way, looking forward to meeting your boy. I think he's going to come over and have lunch with us today. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch right here, broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America and overseas, too, via the satellite and via the Internet. You never know who's listening because of where your signal's going. And hello to Maria in Germany. Hope you're doing well there, Maria. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they can help you with some parts issues if you're looking for parts and whatnot. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And all you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. Now, you folks out of town, sometimes you might need a part. You can't find it anywhere. Check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Give them a call, and they'll direct you to or try to help out your need, whatever it is that you would like to have. And we'll go from there. And maybe you just might be able to find it right there. They'd be more than happy to work with you wherever you're at. Doesn't matter. So 941-922-2345. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them The captain sent you. All right. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking here today about issues that matter, real issues that matter. And the politics of today are just out of whack. It seems that the Democrats have this no-holds-barred policy where they don't care. They're going to say whatever they got to say to win. They're going to do whatever they got to do to win. And it just makes absolutely no sense, at least to me anyway. But back in the day, and again, it was a number of years ago when I ran, and it was just a small little thing that I ran for. I went to protest my taxes, and I won my case. I had a suit on because I thought I would get dressed up. I had a little attaché case. And when I walked in, they thought I was an attorney. I said, no, I'm not. I'm representing myself. And it was tax grievance day is what we called it. And I'd done all my homework. And I had the same type of property other people had. And I was paying $1,300 a year more for my taxes than they were. Now, come to find out, the only reason was I wasn't a member of the good old boys club, number one. And number two, my house was brand new. So they figured that was worth more money. Even though the square feet and all that stuff were the same, you weren't supposed to go by year that it was built and all that. At that time, it may have changed since then. So I challenged my taxes. I won my case, and when I was walking out the door, they came up to me, the chairman of the tax board came up to me, and he says, of the assessors, you know, we need somebody to take the place of our friend over here who's going to be retiring, and would you be interested? And I said, well, I'm a firefighter, and I don't know that I can devote the time to do this. He says, oh, no, it'd be fine. We can work amongst your schedule. No problem there. So I said, okay. So I got appointed and filled out his term because he wanted to retire right away, a couple of months, and then I got elected. And by the way, it was hilarious the way I got elected. Nobody voted against me. Nobody. Nobody ran against me. Nobody voted against me. I couldn't believe that. You can't say that today. You can't say that today. But I was honored to have that happen, and the rest is history. And we went on to save ourselves, our town, a bunch of money. We grew the revenue up because of the policy that we took. We went a la Ronald Reagan, which means that we rolled back the taxes for the big boys that we had to try to bring in the little boys and girls, which we did. Our population spurred. We had new industry. By the way, my little town was the first town in upstate New York, north of Syracuse, New York, that got a Walmart supercenter. Because we were right off the interstate. So how about that? But that was something to see. All right. Well, now we got to go with a little Ron Edwards notebook here. Here we go.
Many Americans have concluded that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi should be retired from office immediately. But when I look across the political aisle, in some cases, it's not much better. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The Second Amendment plainly states a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Traditionally, Democrats are known to be the anti-liberty party on a mission to obliterate our unalienable right of self-protection. On the other hand, the Republican Party was founded to be in opposition to the Democrat Party's tradition of slavery. Certainly, physical slavery is abolished, but political and intellectual slavery is the Democrat Party's calling card today. Democrats have maintained their mission of tyranny, and Republicans have far too often run away from the original identity of liberty, being pro-Constitution and acknowledging God. Mitch McConnell, like many Republicans, is more willing to vote for the Democrat red flag gun control bill that has nothing to do with stopping thugs or protecting innocent victims from cretins seeking to shed innocent blood, but rather, it undercuts the Second Amendment and takes guns away from legal gun owners. The chronic lack of strong masculine energy and a woeful approach to governing fuels the desperate need for change before it's too late. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, Ron Ebers and the Ebers Notebook. And don't forget, when it comes time for the Ebers Notebook, I always take a little sip of Constitutional Brown's coffee, because here it is right here. You want to go over to his website, theronebers.com. Check it out and try that coffee. I think you're going to like it. Think you're going to like it. I know I do. Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee that you want in your cup. Now, speaking of coffee, I don't really know how many different kinds of coffee there are in the world, but I got a surprise, and we got my friend here, my business manager. He knows who he is. I don't need to explain it. My business manager got another new kind of coffee yesterday, and it was pointed out to me, and way to go, Chemo. Way to go, Chemo. Holy smokes. I understand now why McDonald's has gone into the processed food company version with their coffee, and now they got some of their hamburgers that they're selling frozen in the box, and some of their French fries the stores are starting to carry. Smart thinking on their part. They may have lost people driving up and going inside and all that stuff, but they're pulling the Mike Lindell stuff now, which is good. They're using their head for something other than a hat rack. So there you go. All right, well, let me quit kibitzing here, and let me get over here and find what I need to find so that I can bring my caller on, because I got a caller on the line I'm sure that is ready to go, on fire. So, where are we? There it is. Okay, get ready, folks. You're in store for a treat. Coming right up, right after this. And here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As you've seen, everybody sell us out over here. By the way, as I said on the Vincent T. Lombardi of Pro Football, you can move Dan Campbell out of Detroit. They haven't won anything in Detroit. You know, the NFL is like Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. They really don't want to win. They put a team out there. They put the hype out there. They want you to buy the tickets. But the Detroit Lions suck. The Redskins suck. Okay, the Miami Dolphins, I didn't go down the list. If you haven't won a Super Bowl in the last 7 years, your team, your owner, your coach has sucked. I'll take Tim Tebow and the Redskins and win the Super Bowl in 1 year contract. Hey, Mitch McConnell, shut up, okay? You're a disaster. Lindsey Graham's a disaster. Everybody's a Judas, okay? They haven't done nothing. Stan McConnell's up, hey, Supreme Crooks. It should be 9-0 against not murdering any babies in this country. Let's go.
All right, Todd and Tampa, with that, I'm going to say we'll be over at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Stop by 11:30 to 1:30, have lunch with the captain. We're there every Tuesday. Have a great crowd there. Have a great time. Stop on by. You won't be sorry. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.